Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Universal Principle Hour with your host and chancellor of the Jewel University of Immortal Science for Immortal Living, Dr. Jewel Pookrum, with her co-host and Universal Principle Support Facilitator and Training, Miss Felicia Muhammad.
Greetings, and welcome. So grateful to be back with you this plasma. So we are back from Mexico, and we are excited to be able to share with you our topic today, Reclaim Your Road to Greatness. Reclaim Your Road. So it's I have my Universal Principle Support lenses on. I have my water. If you're driving, please ensure that you have your listening cap on, you have your ears on, and you are ready now to embrace and go along on this journey with us as we provide to you the information and the tools by which you're now able to master
the language of the universe.
Okay, interesting. So, you know, we have a powerful experience for you to be involved in this plasma. So the frequencies we have available in supporting us to be the living gods that we are innately created to be and master the language of the universe, this plasma is, because we're in a new year, let me announce, yes, this is a new year, galactic new year. So please take the opportunity to go to thelawoftime.org to learn more about being able to return and reclaim your capacity to sync up with your natural order of things, okay? So no more time is money. We're talking about now time is art. Time is art. No more being dictated and controlled by this mechanical clock. We are syncing back up as we continue to master the language of the universe and master mass and be able to be the living gods that we are created to be. We are now reclaiming that capacity by disconnecting from this mechanical clock. So the energies we have present to support us in our communications, this plasma is the White Cosmic World Bridger. White Cosmic World Bridger. This is Lemi, and it's Ken 26, and the frequencies present are as follows. I endure in order to equalize transcending opportunity. I seal the store of death with the cosmic tone of presence. I am guided by the power of heart. Can 26, White Cosmic World Bridger, I endure in order to equalize transcending opportunity. I seal the store of death with the cosmic tone of presence. I am guided by the power of heart. White Cosmic World Bridger, Can 26, I endure in order to equalize transcending opportunity. I seal the store of death with the cosmic tone of presence. I am guided by the power of heart. So we're discussing today reclaim to greatness. Reclaim your road to greatness. And so as we prepare to hear from our sponsor, we're going to help you to be able to know what you need to do to reclaim your road to greatness. And first, we're going to talk about what are some of the obstacles. And what is the point of being on the road to greatness? Do you even acknowledge that you are great? And what does that mean to you? All right, so I want you to think about that as we prepare to hear from our sponsor. And we'll hear from our sponsor. We'll be right back and get right back into the meat of what are some of the challenges that are keeping us from reclaiming our road to greatness. All right, we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Yes, our source is a neuron. And so we have for our spring semester coming up, and I want to put this in, our spring summer intensive that we are currently in right now in September. I think it's September 23rd. We'll get the actual date for you. Dr. Jewel Pulcrum is going to be conducting a class entitled Think Like a Neuron. And so you do have to be on the brain balancing program and in the lock-in position to enroll in this course. It's a 13-day course where she's going to be delving deep into helping us to know how to think like a neuron and why we can say that God is in the neurons. So you want to go to www.juis.education and get the information. If you're not enrolled in a brain balancing program, you definitely want to enroll in a brain balancing program so you can participate in this course. All right? So we are discussing reclaim your road to greatness. So what does it mean to reclaim your road? Let's look at a few definitions. And as I stated on the intro, is that we are back now from Mexico, and our advanced discipline workshop took place in Mexico, the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living. And it was, we spent 13, or some of us 14 plasmas or days in Mexico. And we visited three different cities, one city twice in Mexico as we had our experience of cosmic retrieval, memory retrieval, cosmic healing, and memory retrieval. And we also went and communicated, reconnected with our Olmec brothers and sisters, all right, to be able to see the greatness, the immanence of who we are. And if you are not able to receive that right now, I want you to, and this is a universal principle, I want you to just set the intention that you are ready to accept the fact that because you are in this third dimension body that has skin and you have blood coursing through your veins, that you are created in the divine image of the all in all. All right? So because you are in this third dimension experience, it is now time for you to begin, should you choose, because you don't have to, that's a universal principle, free will, okay, you have free will, to accept your greatness, to accept your greatness. And as you begin to learn how to master that universal principle and all the other ones that support it, you will be able to see how your life will change. So living and being, mastering the language of these universal principles, as you hear us say each week, and if you participated in any of our courses, Living and Being Universal Principles 101, you would know that we always say, or our universal principle support group that we have on Sundays, in person in New York or virtual online, we always tell you and affirm and help you to choose to recall that it is your innate capacity to be the living God that you are creating to be, all right? And you have all the tools, all the keys, everything that you need, you have access to it. You just want to, you don't just, but you want to be open to receive it, accept it, and be able to practice it. All right? So let's get to what we're going to be talking about. So we're talking about reclaim your road to greatness. So what does it mean to reclaim? Well, we went to our etymological dictionary, and it means to call back, to call upon, right? So Latin, it is reclamare, and it means to cry out, reclamare, to cry out. Now, let's look at what the definition is of road. Journey or hostile incursion. I found that to be very interesting. It also says it's a open way of travel, an open way of travel, open way of travel. Greatness. Greatness means eminence. So then it's like, okay, well, what's eminence? Eminence is high or exalted position. The Latin root word of eminence is emunatia. E-M-I-N-E-T-I-A, and it means a distinctive feature, conspicuous part, standing out or projecting. So we're talking to you today about helping you to know how to master the language of the universe, which is your innate birthright, your innate way of being, to reclaim your road to greatness. So you're going to cry out and call upon and call back your distinct features that stand out, that exalt you, that put you in a exalted position. All right? So why is that important? Because if you are, and because you are a living God in action, that is your purpose, right? And the pathways by which you love to express your capacity to be the living God, you are embodying them and you are being it. That's what makes you great just from the beginning, with inception at the beginning, all right? That is what makes you great. And what else makes you great? Your capacity to be on purpose, to fulfill and express your divine qualities as to why you are here. All right? So I hear you asking, well, if I'm not doing that, does that not mean I'm great? No, it doesn't mean that. You are still great. What we are empowering you to do is learn how to master this language of the universe so that you can reconnect to the tools, the keys that support you in being what you are created to be. So what are some of the obstacles? What are some of the obstacles that prevent us from reclaiming? Well, let me say it like this. What are some of the obstacles that caused us to have the thought to reclaim our greatness? What are some of the obstacles that made us lose the greatness? What are some of the obstacles that made us not even realize that we were great? What are some of the obstacles that caused us to have to reincarnate or be born again to learn a lesson that we didn't learn from a previous experience, or it could have been a previous generational experience? What are some of those challenges, right? So some of the challenges, and I'm going to share with you personally what some of my challenges have been. And so if, you know, you can relate to it, cool beans, you know, good. Not good, that's a judgment, you know. If you can relate to it, then let's look at it, all right? Let's look at it, and then let's transform it so that we together, as we are mastering the language of the universe, which is our innate state of being and way of communicating, and let's move forward to reclaim our greatness and make the shift in the cosmos and our environment that would now be able to support generations after us to excel at a much faster rate than we have. So they don't have to have some of the same experiences that we have endured, right? So let's look at it. All right. So one of the challenges, and this is really a general one. Okay, we're going to go to a break after we talk about this general challenge that all of you can relate to, and I'm asking you to really ponder and set the intention that as you're listening to this sharing, that in one area of your life, you're going to begin to focus on reclaiming your greatness, all right? In this one area that's causing you much discomfort, all right? It's causing you some discomfort, and you know that it's now time for you to have some ease, you know, be comforted, have some release of this discomfort and now be able to move forward and not have this as an obstacle that is preventing you from continuing to rise up and be the eminent and express the eminence that is innately yours. So one of them is cognitive dissonance. So what is cognitive dissonance? It's a state of having insistent thoughts and beliefs or attitudes, especially relating to behavioral decisions and changes. So one form of cognitive dissonance that I know I personally have focused my attention on, been able to accept the truth of it, looked at how I created this experience for myself, you know, whether other people played a part or not, I'm taking 100% responsibility for the experiences that I choose to involve myself in, because they all start with thoughts, right? Is constantly thinking I'm not good enough. It is so much better now. It is so much better now over the last see, I'm justifying, so I don't even have to justify. Okay, never mind. I'm cancel. So you see how as you continue to be present and live these principles, it would naturally pop up for you when you're out of alignment with those principles, right? So constantly thinking I'm not good enough, or constantly thinking you're not good enough. So that is one sure way that we experience cognitive dissonance. So what we're going to do now, we're going to come back, we're going to go a little deeper, but we're going to hear from our sponsors, and then we'll be right back to continue to look at the challenges and then give you some solutions. All right, we'll be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders, HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Welcome back. So we are talking about reclaim your road to greatness. And so we were just going over some of one of the challenges that many of us can relate to and that I personally am sharing that I experience and that we all want to take a look at and see how this cognitive dissonance affects us. And so we said the definition of cognitive dissonance is the state of having inconsistent thoughts, beliefs, or attitudes, especially as relating to behavioral decisions and changes. And so what I shared for me, and maybe this doesn't apply to you all, but one of the ways that I've experienced cognitive dissonance is constantly thinking I'm not good enough, And so as a result of CD, you know, with that particular thought or belief or and even attitude, it affected my capacity to be able to live and really be the living God that I was created to be. And so the pathway by which I am choosing or was choosing at that time to express my purpose, which is being a living God, I was a hairstylist. Well, I still am, but I was a hairstylist. I was doing that 100% of the time, loved doing it. Even didn't get paid for it sometimes. So that's a clue with your pathway, your purposeful pathway, that helps you to be able to know that this is something you should be doing, because you can do it without even getting paid for it. The money is never an issue, because when you're on purpose and you're on purpose being the living God that you're created to be and the pathway that you're choosing to express, your purpose always provides for you. You never go without, all right? You never go without. So as we were, and I want to bring it full circle to the experience in Mexico with our Advanced Discipline Workshop. So this experience of cognitive dissonance, thinking I'm not good enough, it actually, it didn't come up, that particular one didn't come up while we were in Mexico. However, there were some other experiences that I personally, just as we were navigating through the city, being out of the country, having language as a barrier, you know, it was helping me to be able to see some areas that, I need to polish up on, because I say I'm a living God, right? And as a living God who is reclaiming my road to greatness, because that trip was specifically the theme of that particular Advanced Discipline Workshop that we just completed, was Cosmic Healing Memory Retrieval. Cosmic Healing Memory Retrieval. And so we connected with, as I was telling you, our Olmec brothers and sisters, who, when you see these great monuments, it's like, okay, wow, this is the capacity by which, the capacity that I have. And now they're stones, right? So these are representations of the capacity of a people that exist, not existed, exist, all right, extraterrestrial brothers and sisters that exist and have built great pyramids and structures and philosophy and culture. So when I reflect on myself and I see that, yes, I'm a living God too, what am I creating? How are we as living gods culturally, socially, economically, politically building? And we can look back at the past and see what we have done as a people, right? So when we can look back and see what we have done, that inspires me to, what does reclaim say? To call back, to call upon. So I'm reactivating. I am reclaiming that capacity to build to such a degree where the imminence is seen all over and experienced all over the world. And it still stands today. And this was over hundreds of thousands of years ago. And it's still standing, the pyramids. We were on the pyramids. We walked down the Avenue of the Dead. We walked down the Avenue of the Dead, which also was reflective of the chakras in the body. So we stopped at different pyramids or different courtyards that they called them. in Mexico City at Teotihuacan. That's where we were, Teotihuacan. And when we were looking at, when we were walking down the Avenue of the Dead and we climbed one of the pyramids, Pyramid of the Moon, which is the feminine aspect for the woman, when we were climbing, this is how living and being these universal principles and mastering this language, and when you stay present, it helps. This is why we say it can save your life, because as you just demonstrated, as you just saw via demonstration, when I was beginning in the first hour to begin to talk about and try to validate or justify this cognitive dissonance that I personally experienced with constantly thinking about not being good enough, when I was beginning to justify that, I stopped myself. Because practicing, reading these principles, applying these principles to everything, because they do not discriminate, right, and they will save your life, and they have saved my life and saved me some emotional trauma that if I did not continue to practice, I would have fell back in the same cycle of reacting to things that don't need my detention, don't desire my detention, are not worthy of my attention, because what? I'm a living God. So as I was, as we were walking up the pyramid, we were looking at how these pyramids are over 1,000 years old, right? Mother Nature, thunderstorms, tornadoes have not destroyed them, have not destroyed the pyramids. Yeah, they're a little tattered and a little worn. However, the steps, the design, the rocks that was in place, the different colors, you could see the communication that the builders of these pyramids were expressing through their design when they created these pyramids, when they built these pyramids. So as we were looking at that, and as I was personally walking up each step, you know, I was saying to myself as I was walking up each step, I was saying what each step is. As I took the next step to go up, I was like, okay, this is getting rid of all the fear. This is transforming all the low self-esteem. This is you know, I was just like, I was in it. I was so excited and committed to mastering being the living God that I am. And so what does that mean? So if I'm committed to being the living God that I am, that means I'm committed to relinquishing the self-inflicted nonsense, the sin, the cognitive dissonance that tries to tell me otherwise based off of the environment and the programs that have been in my family, in my upbringing, in relationships, and just even other lifetimes of lessons that I didn't complete that I am committed to completing now, that I am committed to completing now. So as I was walking up those steps, and, you know, we were breathing as we were walking up the steps, because some of the steps were really steep. I mean, and when I came to one that was so steep, it was, I mean, my knee literally came up to my waist, and I had to put my hands down on the ground to lift myself up. So what did that show me? That showed me how I was out of shape. I was out of shape. So I was like, okay, all right. All right, so I could have allowed all of that to deter me if I was not intentional on purposefully being the living God that I'm created to be and overcoming all seemingly appearing obstacles. So that pyramid represented to me and represents, continues to represent to me, my capacity and having the actual tools available to me right now in this day and time and available to you right now in this day and time to reclaim your greatness. To reclaim your greatness. Because Mother Nature has not destroyed the pyramids. Nothing has destroyed the pyramids. They're still sturdy. They're still firm. They're not going anywhere because they're a sign of what? You and I and our capacity to master, I'm getting ready to hit you with one right now, with some love and some light, our emotions. Get ready to master our emotions. Those pyramids, as we were walking up the steps, the next step that was that big step I told you I had to bend down and touch the step to be able to give myself some leverage to pull that leg up because that one particular step was so high. Then we had steps on the pyramids that were short, that were steep, right? And they were short, so they weren't, your whole foot wouldn't even fit on them. You had to go to the side, turn your foot to the side, and then be able to get up on the pyramid. So the language and the power of the pyramids, again, reflect back to us capacity, and not so much as even the capacity. It is within every cell, within every tissue, within every fiber of our being as to who we are. And living and being and mastering these universal principles prove to you when you align with them, they show you the truth of who you are. You just have to align with it. I just have to be in alignment with it. We have to be in alignment with it at all times, even when we don't understand it. But we know innately, we know within every cell, every muscle, every tissue, every fiber of our being, when we say the principle, and we might not even know the whole principle, but you've been listening to the show enough, you know, okay, I know I always hear her talk about what you focus on expands. Okay, so I'm having an experience right now where, you know, I'm a little fearful. I got some fear going on, and I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen. So I'm going to change my thought. I'm going to change my thought. Okay, so when I focus on expands, so let me focus on the opposite. Okay, I'm going to have courage. Even not knowing what the outcome is going to be, I'm going to have courage. And when you begin to shift, just that instant, when you begin to shift and now say, I'm going to have courage, I'm having courage, I am courage, your whole blood constitution and chemistry change in your body. And you begin to feel the lightness, the heaviness is removed from your body. So these pyramids support us when we, and as I, and as our group, as we were walking up the pyramids, as I was telling you about the fear, as I said, each step meant something. It was a different experience dealing with cognitive dissonance, okay? One of them was, I am enough, you know, and I was like, okay, this next step is releasing everything that no longer serves me. Stuff that I didn't even know that I needed to be saying, but I knew had an energy presence because I couldn't put words to it. That's when I said, that no longer serves me. You know, I'm releasing it. I'm transforming it with every step that I take. And it was so many steps. It was so many steps. Oh, my goodness. That when, again, we were walking up the steps, we had to breathe. You know, we were breathing. And so as we were doing this together, it made going up the steps easier. And it put us in a rhythm and a frequency that connected to the energy that is present with those pyramids and what they came to show us. So, again, we're talking about reclaiming your road to greatness. And if you're traveling with me as we go on this journey to Teotihuacan, Mexico, as we were climbing up the lunar moon, the pyramid of the moon, you too can right now release all of the limiting beliefs, what we say cognitive dissonance is, the attitudes, the having inconsistent thoughts, beliefs, or attitudes, especially behavioral changes, especially behavioral decisions and changes. And so now as you reclaim, remember we said reclaim is to call upon, to call out. As you're now declaring and you're reclaiming your capacity to be the living God that you are created to be, living and being and mastering the language of the universe, being in alignment with these universal principles will save your life. So we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Welcome back. Welcome back. So we were sharing with you the cognitive dissonance, all right, the attitudes, the behavioral decisions that are inconsistent. That means we say one thing and we doing another, right? And as we were walking up the pyramids and what these pyramids symbolize, and each step of the pyramid, it's symbolizing my capacity and our capacity, because you have it too. Just because you weren't there, guess what? You were there because I was there. And if I was there, you were there because I took you all with me. I brought y'all along. Your energy was like, okay, yes, we're ready, because you're tuning in every week, so you're ready. So now, don't you be a victim of conscious cognitive dissonance, and once you hear what we share on the radio, then you go do just the total opposite. And we gave you the same example of what we talked about on the radio, the same thing happened to you, and you still chose to be in the past and run the program. That's cognitive dissonance, okay? That's cognitive dissonance. So set the intention to empower yourself by being in alignment with the universal principles, because it's really, and I don't want to say really, it is what you focus on. If you make it hard, then it's going to be hard. If you say, well, oh, people going to think I'm crazy, you know, if I'm talking about there are no victims and all these people just got shot in El Paso, and, you know, because people have actually said that to me. They have actually said that to me when they ask my opinion about it, you know, what you think about it? You know, and I'm taking the point, the perspective of an observer, you know, so, and knowing these principles and knowing that there are laws in place, and it supports everybody, you know, when you're aware, whether you're aware or not, it still supports you. So, you know, when they ask me about it, you know, I express that, you know, we have to look at the people that were in Ohio, okay, because there are no victims. So the people that were in Ohio at the club, what was the purpose for being at the club? Were you on purpose for being at the club? For those of you that live in Ohio, why weren't you there? Why didn't you go? You know where it is. Why didn't you go? So these principles, as you align yourself with them, as we talked about briefly, pyramid and what the pyramid meant for me as I was transforming self-inflicted nonsense, which were the fears, the emotions, all right, that no longer served me, the fear, the not being good enough, requiring validation, all right? As I'm relinquishing that, the pyramid supported me in my capacity to be able to now transform and build up my emotional body. So how did the pyramids do that? The pyramids did that because knowing the universal principles allowed me to be able to see how that pyramid is standing there with all of the weather distortions and all of the thousands of people walking up and down it. Nothing has destroyed that pyramid. And if I am the greatest of creation and the creator, then who am I going to let destroy me? So with the experiences that are happening, you know, with all the shootings, again, looking at it from an observer, these universal principles support us to be able to remove and rise above the emotional reaction to look at what principles were we in alignment with or out of alignment with. And we can do that in every area of our life, and we should do that in every area of our life. I practice that in every area of my life. It don't always feel good. No, it doesn't. Nope. However, because I continue to do it and I am committed to being on purpose, which is being the living God that I'm created to be, and understanding and taking on the mind, well, gaining more access to brain tissue has helped too. So let me be real transparent. Being on that brain balancing program, access to more brain tissue will support you in relinquishing a lot of stress. It provides you with knowing how to move to certain neighborhoods in the brain to where this is where you deal with this type of stuff. The mass shootings and stuff, that's an area of the brain that you deal with, and knowing principles support you to be the observer and to not be in judgment. It supports you in being the observer and not being in judgment. So this is why I'm so grateful and thankful that the experience that I have had being homeless and still committed to learning universal principles before I knew anything that Dr. Jewel was talking about relative to universal principles. This prepared me for that. Well, that prepared me for this. Let me say it that way. That experience prepared me for this, because it was at that point that I knew, because God has always, always, always provided everything that I needed. Always. Even when I didn't know I needed it. When I would ask, that's another principle. Ask and it is given. When I would ask, people, places, circumstances would show up. I didn't recognize it all the time. I didn't. Because why? I was suffering with what I shared with you earlier, not thinking I'm good enough. And when I didn't think that I was good enough, the things that I was asking for and praying for was showing up, but I didn't think I was good enough to receive it. So scratch that CD off your list, because you are good enough. You're reclaiming your greatness. The pyramids all over the world, Giza, all of them demonstrate your capacity. You have to accept it. I have to accept it. We have to accept it. And gaining access to more brain tissue will empower you. It's a natural state of affairs. It will empower you to know that, yes, this is possible. It is your destiny to have full function of your brain and to be able to know when you have to deal with a certain situation, okay, I go to this area of the brain. This is where I deal with that at. And when you learn these universal principles, because it is your innate state of being, you're reclaiming it, right? It's your distinctive feature, because it is your eminence. It's your higher exalted position that you are naturally created in. You came here to demonstrate this. You came here to learn the lessons from past life, previous life, grandparents' past life, you know, generational stuff. You came here to clear all of that. So, yes, that could have been you in Ohio. You would have been there. Some of you all was going to go but decided not to, because you follow your intuition. You follow the gut feeling. That's another principle. So see, as you begin to be in alignment with these principles, learn and master the language of the universe, it is your natural state of being, and it becomes so, it becomes natural. I just have to say it again. It becomes natural for you. It's the default. You know, you no longer have to have the emotional reactions that keep you out of alignment and keep you in a vicious and keep you in a cycle. I'm not going to put judgment on it. Keep you in a cycle where you're repeating the same thing over and over and over and over again. The circumstances or the people might be different, but the principle is still the same. Why? Because when we look at emotion, check out this definition. Emotion is a moving, stirring agitation. The Middle French or Old French is emor, means to stir up. Latin, emove, it means to move out, remove agitation. Assimilated from ex, meaning out. Mover means to move, to push away. Emotion is a, when it comes to the senses, it's a strong feeling. So all emotions, at the root of all emotions is some frustration where something you believed in, something you desire, or a thing, you didn't achieve it. You didn't get it. All emotional reactions, that's at the root of it. So when you gain access to more brain tissue and you get an alignment or you learn to master the language of the universe, which is also empowering you to master mass, which is your body, this third dimension experience, because mass is it's an irregular lump. I thought that was really interesting. So I say irregular lump. I can see that. So when you empower yourself and are committed to mastering mass and mastering yourself, your self-love increases. And so circumstances, people, places, and things, you observe it. You're not in judgment of it. You know, you're not in judgment of it. So you begin to love on yourself more, and you begin to realize that how you love yourself reflects how you love other people and how they love you, because we are one. We are one. So we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and share some more with you about Mexico. So we look forward to returning, and we're going to take a sponsor break, and we'll be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders, HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the JUU University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
All right, we're back. So we were talking to you about the power of the pyramid that we experienced at the Advanced Discipline Workshop with the JUU University of Immortal Sciences in Mexico, Teotihuacan, Mexico, climbing up the lunar pyramid, which is the feminine aspect of the pyramids and where it was positioned. All right, and so we talked to you about the power that the pyramids represent in our capacity to mature our emotional body and how, you know, I was able to use that. I gave you my example of how I was using that, unbeknowing to myself that is what I was doing. It wasn't until after we had come down a few days later that Dr. Jewel was sharing with us that is what the pyramids support us in being able to do, especially with everything that's happening presently in the world, okay? With everything that's happening politically, socially, wow. These pyramids support us, and we're going to go deeper into this in the spring, summer intensive we have coming up. which is the class is Six Universal Principles You Must Know. Six Universal Principles You Must Know. So we are going to give you more details and teach you how to strengthen your emotional pyramid, all right? Strengthen your emotional pyramid. Your pyramid is your body, all right? And you are the pyramid, all right? So as immortal as those pyramids are, so are you, all right? Because, again, they have been here for eons of time. And so when we are able to, with intention, committed to mastery, focusing on what, knowing what that what we focus on expands, right? Cause and effect, purpose, okay, oneness. When we look at these emotions that are all tied to this cognitive dissonance, because we said is cognitive dissonance is a state of having inconsistent thoughts, beliefs, or attitudes, especially related to behavioral decisions. And when things don't go our way, we said the root of all emotional reactions is the frustration when a belief or desire or something that we want did not happen. Okay, whether it's related to other people or not. And when you have enough brain tissue to know that when something happens that you didn't expect to happen or that you didn't know you created it that way to happen, let me say it like that, you know what area of the brain to go to. And as you know the language of the universe by mastering these universal laws and principles, you know question to ask to find out, what principle was I out of alignment with? What is this reflecting back to me? Because again, the answer to all of our problems, well, I don't call them problems, I call them opportunities by which we can reclaim our greatness, just added that part in. I call them opportunities by which we're able to see now how we can do it differently. I have a different approach, create it differently, co-create it differently, all right? So the universal principle, six universal principles you must know, is that course is beginning August 21st, and it's a 13-day plasma course, so we're going to be going 13 days straight with that course, and we are providing for you the tools to empower you, all right, to be who you are, and that is the living God. And as you practice being the living God you are with these tools, living the universal principles and mastering this language, it, guess what? Matures you exponentially. Because that self-love principle, being able to love yourself will support you in being able to make phenomenal shifts that you didn't even think that you could transform just by changing your thoughts. And when you change your thoughts and you now are loving yourself because you got access to more brain tissue, you know these principles, and when you're out of alignment, you are not emotionally reacting to everything. You know the questions to ask. You know the space to be in, the head space to be in, all right? The brain space to be in, the neighborhood in the brain to be in when these things happen, and you know now, okay, well, let me go over here to this area of the brain so I can deal with this. And you do it in such a way where your blood quality is strengthened. It's not compromised, because when we act emotionally, that is creating a blood chemistry. Later shows up as dis-ease. And when you continue to repeat the same actions, you continue to make the dis-ease get worse and worse and worse, all right? So you are empowered to reclaim your road to greatness, and we're going to be talking about this Mexico experience because it is continuing to unfold. I tell you, I came back and I am different. I am different. And yes, I still have some areas that I experience with CD, with cognitive dissonance. So it's like, oh, okay, so now I welcome it. I'm like, oh, yeah, bring it on. It's on now because I know exactly what to do. I know exactly how to do it. I no longer have to be afraid. I no longer have to be afraid. So I'm challenging fear. And yes, there are times where I second guess it. I'm like, ooh, do I really want to do that? Yes, I do, because I'm a living God. That is my purpose. That is the eminence by which I am divinely guided to be here and express, and I'm doing it. I am doing it with full consciousness with my balanced brain. All right? So enroll in Brain Balancing Program at www.juis.education. You can also enroll in our upcoming course, Six Universal Principles You Must Know, at that same website. And so we look forward to seeing you. We're going to continue to build upon this conversation with the power of the pyramids to relinquish the self-existing nonsense of these emotions that no longer serve us in this cognitive dissonance. So we can not, we don't have to experience what's happening in the world. We don't have, that doesn't have to be our reality.
Thank you for sharing this.
I love you.
You've been listening to the Universal Principle Support Hour on the Juul Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Juul and Miss Felicia here every Wednesday at 5 p.m. on the Juul Network, hosted by thejuulnetwork.com and the Juul University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living Jewish. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejuulnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your emails to Universal Principal Support Group, UPSG@JU. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Juuls. This broadcast in its entirety, nor any part of this broadcast, can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Juuls, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Juul Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.